Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. What's good, everybody? You're inside Money Monday. Welcome to the show, TM Hyman Radio Live. Your hip-hop informer, 901, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Big up, New Orleans. What up, Wode? Hey, big up, NYC. What's going on out there in L.A.? Thanks for rocking with us inside Money Monday. Hey, tonight, February 20th, 2010, we're talking about reading. Hey, one of, if not the most important of fundamentals for success. Reading, literacy. Tonight's special guest, Twin Spirit. She's a lyricist, songwriter, and a producer, actually a top-notch producer. She's going to share some of her sounds with us tonight. Literacy or illiteracy, that's the topic tonight. Are we in danger of raising a generation of kids who just, like, have no clue? I mean, really, like young people who don't read, I mean, who don't even think reading is important. They don't write because everything is, you know, computerized and touchscreen. You know, literacy, are we in danger, Batman? That's the question tonight. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Our special guest, Twin Spirit. That's her name, Twin Spirit. She's a writer, a producer, songwriter. A sultry singer, too. She do the jazz thing. She does the R&B thing. And she'll be coming up next, hopefully, inside Money Monday. This is Psycho. It's Fame, NYC, right here, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back. Jump on it.
Baby's missing. I can't seem to get you out of my brain. Somebody stop this rumor spinning. Oh, I think I'm going just a little insane. I keep playing these thoughts over in my head.
Can't break the chain that keeps left me.
And this medication ain't working. Honestly, my symptoms worsen.
What you think?
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for
mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. One look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you feel one lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to take. And we attack each other like it was the last piece of cake. To the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Let me touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little nail, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural. Me and you shoot for the stars all night long. Feels like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. The more passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
TM Hyman Radio Live, welcome to Money Monday. Literacy is the topic tonight, more so illiteracy, it seems. Are we in danger of raising a generation of young people who are just clueless to one of the most basic fundamentals? You know, we were raised understanding that reading was fundamental. It's not that way anymore. We're going to get into that topic tonight. But first, we want to go ahead and welcome our special guest tonight, Twin Spirit. Welcome to the show, Mama.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am great. I've got Angels on the way, co-host tonight. They're moving in slow motion, but we're not going to wait for them. We're going to go ahead and jump right into the topic. Hey, you have one of the smoothest sounds I've heard in a long time. It's been coined hypnotic soul. Tell me about it and introduce yourself to the world officially and tell us about this hypnotic soul. It's awesome.
Gotcha. Well, hello, everyone. As you stated, I am Twin Spirit. People often ask me, what does that name mean? And it's actually something pretty simple for me. It's really about my personal journey, kind of discovering myself, you know, embracing the dark and the light, because, you know, all of it equals me. So Twin Spirit is just about, you know, every part of me, me being complete. But, yeah, hypnotic soul, it has definitely been called that. I think it's because the beats are kind of a bit repetitious. They kind of put you in a trance-like state, and the things that I talk about come from the heart. So it definitely reaches you on a, I would say, a cellular and a spiritual level. So I would agree with that assessment of my sound.
You said a cellular as well as a spiritual perspective. Expound a little bit more on cellular perspective.
What I mean
like
by
that
is, yes, I kind of feel like when you hear basic truths about, you know, who you are, you know, the divine essence of you, when you hear something that just totally reflects and resonates, it's like a little light bulb goes on, and you're like, you know, that is the truth. That's me. I feel that on a deep level. To me, that particular statement is definitely resonating with you, cellular, back to your DNA level, back to the you of you, the core of who you really are. And when you hear things that ring true in your ears and your heart and mind and soul, it totally takes you back to that, you know, to that place, to that God part of you. So that's kind of what
no
I mean
doubt.
When I say that. Yeah.
No doubt. That God part of you, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
You can't have a hypnotic sound and not have some spirituality up in there. And I'm going to assume, right, but I'm thinking you also can't have this kind of sound with that much soul and it not be birthed out of a church somewhere.
I mean, I did sing at church, but I have to be very honest. You know, I found my musical voice, you know, actually, to be very honest, in what people coin as the secular world. And no offense to anybody that's, you know, religious in any way. I respect all of that. But the truth of the matter is, I had to find myself outside of even those paradigms, because even in that paradigm, people are still telling you what's okay, what you should be, what your sound should sound like, what you should be talking about. And so kind of coming out into the real world, the grown folks world, and having the opportunity to explore every subject and explore every creative thought that came to mind, that allowed me to tap back into who I really am. So,
yeah, well, I did say it was an assumption because, you know, I've done a little research. I've done a little research, and I didn't read that anywhere. So, again, it was totally an assumption. But thank you for keeping it 100, because at the end of the day, it just says that not – all, you know, real music, in my opinion, because this is real music, and when y'all hear it, you know, you're going to know where I'm coming from, but it's soulful, you know, and it's very unusual for such a soulful sound sometimes to not come out of the church. So big up, you know.
Yeah, and I have to say this as a disclaimer, just in case my mom or any of my family is listening, I'm not saying anything's wrong with the church, so don't y'all get in an uproar now.
Oh, no. Look. There ain't nothing wrong with the church.
Absolutely not. It is. It's part of my foundation as well. We done got out this interview and got a spanking.
Hey, no, we don't want any trouble. We don't want no trouble. We love Jesus on this show. We love Jesus on this show. My beautiful ugly. My mm-hmm. beautiful ugly. The beautiful ugly is such an oxymoron. Help us understand.
I would definitely say that it kind of comes from that same premise. Lots of times in life, I think a lot of us spend a lot of time and energy attempting to live up to standards and expectations that other people set for us. And oftentimes things that are part of who we naturally are seen by others as shortcomings or flaws or things that we should change about ourselves. But what I've learned on my journey is sometimes those very things that people consider to be negative or that people consider to be flaws are actually things that make me unique. So in essence, they're beautiful parts of me. So I've learned to embrace every aspect of who I am, because all of that equals the beautiful me that I've become.
All of that is you. Let's get into this right here. It's called Rules and Regulations. Twin Spirit hanging out with us tonight inside Money Monday, TMI and Radio Live. Rules and Regulations. Sit back and chill out to the sounds of Miss Twin Spirit. Hey, I like your sound. It's jazzy. It's funky. It's all that. We'll be right back.
Completeness is the number. They try.
Muhammad Radio Live. It's Money Monday. That was Twin Spirit, lyricist, songwriter, producer. That joint right there. Wow. It was called Rules and Regulation. Hey, I'm saying that would have to be a real hot live performance. You perform with the live band and all?
I do. As a matter of fact, the,
wow.
Of course, the recording that you heard, that's all live instrumentation, all live background vocals. So yeah, I definitely travel with a band. I love live instrumentation. There's nothing like it.
nothing in this world like it. Nothing.
No.
I was a famous singer in my previous life, and I performed with a live band. I know it. I know I did.
I bet you did.
Just, hey, man, your sound is just so fresh. I try to reach back and try to, you know, connect it with some previous sounds. And then there are some people that come to mind, but it's just a fresh sound. And you're being played, like, all over, really, the world, like the UK, Nigeria, the Netherlands, Japan. I mean, we don't just love this sound here in the U.S. How did that come about? How did your music become so international?
Well, I'm going to be honest and say that I don't really know.
That's a blessing.
Yes, I create and I just kind of put it out there. And again, I do feel very blessed that the messages and the sounds have just kind of reached further than I could have even imagined that they would have. And I like to believe that when the message is based in love, whether it's love for self, love for people, love for community, that I just feel like that's always something that resonates with people. And I think that that is why it's so well received. No preconceived notions. I'm not, you know, not no gimmicks. It's just real. And it's just honestly, like what I feel and where I was coming from. And other people have just, they've felt it and they've been sharing it. And I have to give love to the DJs in the UK because they were the very first ones that kind of just embraced it and began to just spread it all over the place. So I'm just taking it as it comes, but I feel very blessed and grateful about, you know, how well it has been received.
I'm sorry, I'm just chatting away, and my arm has hit the button here. You performed also overseas. You won an Indie Music Award as a finalist over in Paris, right?
Yeah, my very first trip to France was in 2009, I believe, and I did go there for a competition. It's called the Sankofa Soul Sessions, and I have to say it was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had. And people in the States who have not had the opportunity, you would be amazed at not only how much they love the music that we make, but how much respect they give to the artists and the creators. And to perform there, it was a different experience. It was a good experience. But, like, to have, like, an audience that's so quiet you could hear a pin drop could almost be nerve-wracking, but it's because they're genuinely listening. They're listening, taking in every word, every note, and it's beautiful. They give you such great energy, and it's been I went that first time, and I've been back to Paris probably five or six times since then, and I've just, you know, gathered a very big fan base, you know, in Europe and in the UK and France, and I love it. They're great.
Yeah, you would have to love an international fan base. Now, so you are a native of Atlanta, Georgia.
Actually,
is that correct?
I live in Atlanta, but I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas.
There.
I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas.
You're just living in Atlanta.
Yeah,
Little
I just
Rock,
live here in Atlanta.
Arkansas.
Uh-huh. Yep, Little Rock is my hometown.
Bill Clinton.
Clinton country, baby. Clinton country.
We love Clinton. We love Clinton. Wow. So how did you actually, what was your motivation for, I mean, I get that you can sing and, you know, there's, you know, songs and writing that comes with singing, but how did you get to the point to where you wanted to produce your own projects?
That was out of necessity. When I was younger, because I've been doing music for about 15 years now, when I was younger and I would have, you know, I would be writing or have a creative idea, I would often have to wait around for a producer or, you know, for some, for one of my homeboys that I knew to take the time, you know, to sit down with me to put together tracks. So my very first project that I wanted to put out, which I released in 2003, I believe, I was so frustrated because I had all these great ideas and all the guys kept putting me on the back burner, you know, working with the hip-hop artists and other people that they took more seriously. So I had a friend girl of mine. She's actually a female producer as well. Her name is Quimby. She was like, you do know you can do this yourself. And I'm like, I can't do that. And she's like, yeah, you can. I'll show you how. So for a very intense, I would say 8 months, I went in hard learning the software, learning how to utilize the, you know, the mixers, learning. I mean, just I had some intense 14-hour days, you know, because I was like, okay, I'm going to figure out how to do this. So once I learned it, and I'm still learning, I have to say that, but that was the most powerful thing I could have ever done for myself as an artist was, you know, learn how to also, you know, bring those ideas that you have in your head to life and to communicate that to musicians and to also be able to, you know, put together tracks and produce things on your own. So, yeah, that came out of frustration, to be honest.
No, and often the best that we have to offer comes out of a place of frustration, often a place of pain, a place of hurt. You know, our topic tonight is literacy. Mm-hmm. And the question is, are we in danger, you know, of raising a population or really the next generation of young people who really don't value the importance of literacy and how really without being literate, it's not possible to be successful. What are your views on just where we are right now as a society, specifically out here in the West, more specifically the United States of America? Are we a little more illiterate than we were 20 years ago, or are we more advanced and there's just pockets that make it seem that way?
I think it totally depends because, you know, it definitely depends on which area you're focusing on. But I have to say as a whole, especially with all of the technological advances, that people have lost the art of the written word and reading and communicating. Like, I'm still a letter writer. I still write people. I will get a pen and a paper and write people letters. I think that they are very personal and beautiful. I'm a writer first and foremost. Before I did music, I've always been a writer. I've always been a poet. I've always loved words. I'm a word girl. I think words are some of the most powerful things ever, and there is nothing more powerful than writing your thoughts or being able to. Some people can't even do that. Some people, I think a lot of us are so, we've lost the art of communication via the reading and writing, and so sometimes it makes it very difficult for us to even communicate our thoughts. Like, we really have a hard time explaining what we think about something or how we feel. We can't find the words.
It's very true, and it's because we don't exercise, just like you have to exercise, you know, your arms and your legs. You know, you got to run to keep the weight off. It's the same thing with our brains. We have become so dependent on our smartphones and our laptops that many of us don't even know each other's telephone number. I'm embarrassed to say that when I'm missing my phone, I'm missing my life because I've become so dependent on it. I don't know people's telephone numbers. It's to the point where I don't even know people's birthdays. Shameful, because
absolutely,
I depend so much on my smartphone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in tonight, I am hanging out with our special guest, Twin Spirits. She's a lyricist, a songwriter, and a producer. And she's just hanging out talking about the topic tonight, and we're getting to know her a little better. We're going to get into this one right here. Now, this is funky right here. It's called Get Myself Together. We'll be back. We're going to talk to Twin Spirits a little bit more. We'll be right back.
radio show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, yeah, that the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys, I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know.
I'm on Radio Live, Drake Headlines, hanging out with Miss Twin Spirits tonight here inside Money Monday. The topic is literacy. Are we in danger? Twin Spirit was just sharing her perspective, and that song that you heard prior to Drake's headline was Get Myself Together. What was the motivation behind Get Myself Together? That was funky.
Why, thank you, first of all. But,
no doubt.
Yeah, I would say the motivation was exactly what it says. You know, you hear a lot of people complaining about not being where they want to be in life, not having, you know, not having the reality they desire. And I'm just a firm believer that there is nobody outside of yourself who can help catapult you towards the things you want beyond yourself. And oftentimes it takes getting yourself together with, you know, with what your goals are and getting yourself aligned with that mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, whatever it is you need to do to help, you know, move you towards that place you want to be in. So get myself together is absolutely that. It's like, you know what, it's not anybody else's responsibility to make me happy, to help me be successful. It is ultimately, you know, me. It's my desire. So it's stop, you know, stop the pity party. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop blaming others. Get yourself together so that you can get to the place you want to be.
Yeah, and on that note, with that comment, because you are talking just like one of my co-hosts, I'm going to welcome all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Welcome, Toya, to the show. Welcome. What's going on? What's going on?
Hey,
you,
Sarah, how you guys doing?
Good. Toya is traveling. Just to provide that disclaimer, Toya, I've heard you often say, you know, stop feeling sorry for yourself, pull yourself together, you know, make it happen.
Exactly. You're the only one who can do it. Nobody else can do it for you, so you have
no
to make
doubt.
It happen. Yeah.
Absolutely. I've heard that before, Twin Spirit. Folks, if you're just tuning in to this show, we have a sultry, I'm going to say sultry, but it's not just sultry. She's funky. She's jazzy. All of that. Miss Twin Spirit's hanging out with us tonight. Tell us what exactly Twin Spirit's represents, what the name really means for those who didn't catch it at the top of the show.
Yeah, Twin Spirit is absolutely just about my personal journey. My personal journey exploring, you know, every facet of myself, the good, the what's perceived as bad, the dark, the light, and pretty much learning to embrace every aspect of who I am, because every single thing about me, from my experiences, my laughter, my tears, my joys, my mistakes, my successes, every single thing equals who I am. So I wouldn't change one single solitary experience that I've had, because I love the woman that I have become.
No doubt. That's awesome. How can we follow you? How can we pick up the My Beautiful Ugly project? Folks, you've been listening to tracks off of My Beautiful Ugly tonight. We got another one called Naked coming at you. Then we're going to play Rules and Regulations again in the second hour, because we just like it like that. How can we follow you? How can we pick it up?
Absolutely, I am available and accessible and followable, if that is a word. It's one now because I just made it up, on pretty much all of the standard outlets. I have, of course, an official website. So if people wanted to log into the website and kind of check out, you know, a little bit more of who I am, it is twinspiritsworld.com. People can also follow me on Twitter. They can follow me at Twin Spirit World. Also on Facebook, you can just find me under Twin Spirit. And I'm very active in all of the social media. So if you find me out there anywhere, feel free to say hey. And as far as the music, it is available on all of the standard download and music purchasing outlets. You can find it at iTunes. You can find it on Amazon.com. You can also find it at CDBaby.com.
Twin Spirits, where were you when you heard Whitney had passed?
I actually was en route to a performance. I had a show that night on the 11th. So as my driver was taking me to where I was going, we kind of got wind of it on the radio, and we were like, wow, like, really? So I was actually
just
heading
totally,
out.
Totally blown, right? Totally
yeah,
blown.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, I mean, yeah, I was just kind of in shock. I just wasn't expecting to hear that. You know, when you kind of get to a certain level and age in life, it's almost expected, but I did not expect to hear Whitney Houston's name associated with someone that recently passed.
Yeah, definitely. If you could identify some specific influences to your sound, who would they be?
Oh, my goodness. Well, everybody that I love. I mean, I may not sound exactly like them, but I would definitely say that their positive influences have impacted me as an artist. So some of my favorites, I love Natalie Cole. I love Stevie Wonder. I love Fertile Ground. And with some of the new beats, of course, the Jill Scott and the Erykah Badus. I love That Mama, Mucina, Sting. I like so many different kinds of music and so many different kinds of sound. And really, any artist that I hear that it just sounds really genuine and it sounds like it's coming from their heart and the soul of them, I would say that they are an influence to me to continue to, you know, be me and be true to myself.
That's awesome. Folks, you are tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live, Twin Spirits tonight. This is called Naked. It's off of the My Beautiful Ugly Project.
sharing all of me with you. My hopes, my dreams, my fears, my insecurities. I just need to know if you can handle me naked. Giving all of me to you.
I'm Hyman Radio Live. That joint right there was Naked by our special guest, Twin Spirit. That was definitely hot. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Love
Thank
that.
You.
Almost scared to ask what the inspiration behind that song was.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Naked is absolutely what it sounds like. But, of course, you know, it's a twofold message. I'm a firm believer that if people allow one another to actually allow themselves to, you know, be comfortable enough to be naked. And when I say naked, I mean, you know, sharing everything about you, you know, your hopes, your dreams, your fears, your, you know, your desires, your wants, your needs. And we can do that openly and honestly. A lot more people will be comfortable getting physically naked with you. So sometimes you have to allow a person's heart and mind and soul to feel comfortable with you, especially in an intimate relationship. Once they're comfortable with that, the physical nakedness will follow, and so many other beautiful things that go along with that. So, but that's pretty much where that inspiration came from.
No doubt. Definitely a great song. Love it. Now,
thank you.
For those who are just tuning in, we know that you have a following and a fan base in UK, if I'm not mistaken, overseas. How did you get to the point that you have such a big fan base overseas, and now you're starting to build your fan base here in the U.S.? Do you think it's easier for an artist to gain a fan base in the U.K. opposed to in the U.S.?
I would have to say that in some ways, yes, simply because they seem to be more open to people that are not necessarily going along with the model. And, you know, what I mean by model, oftentimes, especially here in the U.S., if a formula is tried and true, people are afraid to step outside of that formula for fear that it won't financially make sense. So sometimes you'll have people that are extremely creative, sharing extremely creative and new and interesting ideas, but they don't necessarily share it in such a way that it fits the formula, the tried and true formula. So, you know, one thing I can say about the UK, France, and just Japan, Germany, and so many of these other places that I've, you know, been exposed to, they accept it. If it's good, it's good. It doesn't have to be exactly like what they hear on the radio. It doesn't have to be cookie cutter. It's if it's real and it's coming from the heart and soul, it sounds good, they love it. And so it just makes it easier to be an artist, not just a singer. You can actually tap into your creative self-expression there and have it be embraced and loved, and you know, you can be successful. So it's a good thing.
Speaking of creative self-expression, Twin Spirits, talk to us about the Sofa series.
The Sofa series, that is my baby after my daughter. The Sofa series is it's a mobile concert series that I started in actually 2009. Again, it was another venture that was started simply because I run into so many talented artists, you know, spoken word artists, music artists, storytellers when I'm out and traveling. And oftentimes when I'm ready to get out to hear somebody, you kind of see the same people and hear the same people doing the same thing. And I was getting a little annoyed with that. So I decided that I would create a platform for artists to, you know, to tap into and share their own personal creative self-expression. Because as an artist, you know, lots of times when you want to play venues, people want you to play a lot of covers. And it's nothing wrong with covers. I think they, you know, there's a time and a place for that. But sometimes you don't have that platform to share your original ideas or your original thoughts, your original forms of expression. So we created the Sofa series. And it started as just as a private house concert, invitation only, and it's grown phenomenally. Now we present the series all over the U.S. We've done, of course, places like, you know, from Texas to Memphis, California. I've even done them as far away as Paris, France. So it's definitely my labor of love. I love it. I get to meet so many new artists and present so many new artists to a very open and willing audience.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. This project, My Beautiful Ugly, was recorded at Sound Resort Studios in Atlanta. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes, George and DK Kelly, shout out. Those guys are the business. I love them.
Big up. Stellar Award-winning engineers, who she's referring to out there. You had an opportunity to work with, folks that's actually been a part of some major productions. Tony Lindsay, that works with Carlos Santana. We all love Arrested Development. So, you know, Tasha, is it Lorray?
Yeah, Tasha Lorray. Uh-huh.
Tasha Lorray, I used to love Arrested Development back in the day. And then you have Deborah Killings. I mean, that's a familiar name. And Tracy Hamlin with Pieces of a Dream. So, I mean, did you know these people? Had you been hanging out, or did those energies just come together for this particular project?
Well, actually, like a lot of the names that you've mentioned, actually the musicians that play with me on this project had worked, hand in hand with those artists. So basically, it's really the musicians that we're speaking of. I worked with a very talented group of musicians to get that beautiful live instrumentation that you hear. So like Donovan Henderson has been the MD for many very talented and notable artists. And we have the phenomenal Sean L. McMorris. He was on guitar, has worked again tirelessly with so many phenomenal artists I could even begin to name. And then we had, John Edwards, he was on keyboards. Again, very talented MD, brought a lot to the table. And then we also had Cedric Brown, my bass player. And I had the honor of, having musicians who were very seasoned and very skilled at helping me, bring my visions to life. So it was a beautiful experience.
No doubt. Definitely a beautiful sound. Because we can, and it's 9:58, and we about to step into the grown folks hour, we're going to spin Naked one more time. It's again, it's 9:58. This is a Naked Twin Spirits hanging out.
from me to you.
Tia Muhammad Radio Live. There it is again, naked by a special guest, Twin Spirits. Again, thank you for joining us tonight. We definitely appreciate it. And definitely appreciate all the good music that you've brought along with you as well.
Well, I appreciate you guys extending the invitation and having me on tonight. It's very, very much appreciated.
Oh, not
a
problem.
Come back anytime.
Well, tonight we are discussing, in addition to the good music that you're hearing, my topic for this evening is actually literacy in America, and are we in danger of raising a new generation of dummies, per se? I know you guys touched
on
the topic a little bit in the beginning of the first hour, but wow, our youth nowadays, whew, I don't know what to say about them. And I'm sure our parents said the same thing about us, but I really think this next generation is certainly something to be worried about.
I think Twin Spirits made a good point when she stated the fact that, we've become so dependent, on computers. We don't write anymore. Who sits down and writes a letter? Everything is text, everything is email. She said that she actually still writes letters that she puts in the mail. That's like an art form that's been lost. I think that's a great point, because when we don't exercise, our handwriting ability in certain parts of our brain, when you don't use it, you lose it.
I definitely agree. If you think about the era that we're in with the technology and the nonstop text messaging, that's its own language in itself. And, there are a lot of kids who text so often. I think that sometimes they forget the fact that there's a real English language and a certain way things are supposed to be spelled and presented to people, because they're so used to using these acronyms and these abbreviations when texting. It's crazy. I would love to be a fly on the wall in a room while an English teacher is grading a paper nowadays.
I actually have friends who are teachers, and they are really saddened by that. They do have students who cannot spell words properly, or who don't know how to, properly compose a complete sentence or a complete thought, because they're used to using 140 characters.
Yeah. I can definitely believe that. Like, that is not a shocker to me. It's not surprising. It is surprising to hear you say that you actually still write letters. I know I am not one to write letters. I do, however, do take the time to sit down and write out things like thank you notes and so on. But as far as writing letters, now I send emails and text messages. I'm just as bad as a youth. But I can actually sit down and write out write a letter. I do know how to do that.
But it's so funny. You will be amazed. If you write somebody a letter, they will call you and be like, oh, my God. Thank
you. I got
your letter. Like, mm-hmm. They're like, I read it like two or three times. Like, nobody does that. Who does that anymore?
No, nobody. And you're right, nobody does that. I have actually an aunt of mine who is really big into writing letters. And she actually writes my daughter all the time, and she always expects my daughter to write back, which I love, because if she didn't, she probably would never write a letter.
Yeah.
So it's people like you that we should be appreciative of in this day of age.
And I know it's old-fashioned, because I'm sure some people probably laugh at me when they get them, but the coolest thing I like about letters is that when people do write me back, I get to keep them. So it's something that's tangible. Even if they were to pass, I can still always go back and read the letters, and sometimes even smell the perfume or the cologne that they were wearing. So it's actually a really beautiful thing, to have. It's a nice keepsake.
Right. Yeah.
No doubt. Folks, if you want to join in on this conversation tonight, hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Don't forget, it's Black History Month. We got some black facts for you coming up here soon as well. Hanging out tonight with Twin Spirits. This is She Bad inside Money Monday. We'll be right back. Toya, Twin Spirits, TM, coming to you live out of Tampa.
Pretty nice most of the week. It's been like 60s. So.
Okay. Well, you got a little chill down here in Tampa tonight as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to pull out my little blanket this evening.
Yeah, it was definitely beat snow. I think it was snowing in Kentucky somewhere.
Wow.
Some ridiculous like that. The weather is like upside down, folks. Don't believe that this is just a climate change. Climate change is a new phrase for global warming, people. Pay attention. Pay attention. Not just the climate change. Hey, log on to Facebook. Hit us up, TM Hyman Radio. Join the group, TM Hyman Radio on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter, TM Hyman Radio as well. Again, thanks for joining us. You have blessed us with those tracks that come off of the My beautiful Police CD tonight, Miss Twin Spirit. Hey, tell us again how we can pick it up, how we can follow it, how we can follow you, and how we can pick up this CD.
Okay, well, first of all, I do again want to say thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. It's been a joy. And as far as finding me, you can find me online at my official website. It is www.twinspiritswithanSworld.com. You can find me on Facebook under Twin Spirit. Of course, you can find me on or follow me or friend me on Twitter at Twin Spirit World. And as far as for the music, you can buy CDs or you know do the digital downloads at iTunes, Amazon.com, and also on CDBaby.com.
No doubt. What's the one thing, you know, if you had a national platform and you could stand for something, what's the one thing that Twin Spirits is standing for, and what would you use that platform to say?
I would say that my platform has always been love. And, again, I know that's a topic that seems really corny to people, but I'm just a firm believer that, first of all, self-love. Self-love is the most powerful love that you can have because until you learn to embrace and love who you are, there is no way in the world that you'll ever be able to deliver and give to the world all the beautiful gifts that your soul came here to give. So my platform would be love, and I would stand for empowering each and every soul that walks the face of this earth to realize the beauty and the power and the strength that comes from loving yourself. Because once you love yourself, there is absolutely nothing, and I mean nothing in the world that you cannot accomplish. So self-love, and then that also begins to radiate out into love for others. So love. Love is my platform. Love is what I talk about, both sides of it. And it's one of my favorite things to share.
No doubt. And there's nothing wrong with talking about love and using your platform to share it and promote it. We need more love. More love, self-love, one. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. This is the Rules and Regulations, Twin Spirits. Hey, thanks for hanging out. We appreciate it. You can come back anytime. I was in school, when I was in middle school, when I was in high school, you know, they didn't know anything about raising kids. You know, that's the generation that's in motion, and it's not good. It is not good, and it is because they were latchkey kids, really not, you know, reared, you know, raised by children pretty much. And, you know, we now see the fruit, and we have to, you know, help to change the tide. Because, I mean, again, think about cell phones. In the age in which kids get cell phones these days, computers and laptops, they're plentiful. They're in rooms. You know, we didn't have that coming up. You know, they don't have to think as much either. The Internet gives you a lot of information, so you don't have to do a lot of what we did when we were in school, you know. And if we don't take it back to the basics, we're doomed.
Very much so. I mean, yeah, the Internet, just technology. I know that when we were younger, like I said, our parents probably said the same thing because computers were introduced. But now, I mean, it's just totally different. I mean, you are pretty much walking around with a computer in your hand at all times, you know? So, I don't know. Do kids even use the old library card system anymore?
If you ask the average child when was the last time they went to the library, it was probably in school. They probably visit the library or see the library in school more frequently than they would go to a library outside of school.
Outside of school, because I know that's something we would have to do. Papers that, you know, we had to write or information that we needed, we had to actually go find the resource to be able to reference the information needed. Like, we had to go to a library. Now you just sit in your room on a laptop while you watch the TV, type in a keyword on a search engine, and you have everything you need to know. So,
yeah, I asked the average child what's a work cited page. What does a work cited page reflect? I bet you they can't tell you.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. I mean, we had encyclopedias. I know you remember the encyclopedias. Everybody should have had encyclopedias. And then every year you get the updated edition, the volume. Yes. Now, I can say that my daughter, who's in the third grade, her teacher is very much into writing, reading. Like, she's very much into that being the foundation of a child learning. So they write all the time, they read all the time, and if she finds that a child is using too many basic words, she will make them go use a thesaurus to find a similar word, you know, a word, I should say, with a similar meaning. So my daughter's vocabulary is off the chain for her to be 8 years old. I mean, some things she says, it's like, oh, wait a minute, you're taking it back by that. You know, so I am very, very happy about that, the fact that she has a teacher that's very into reading and writing, because right now some of the teachers just don't care. So.
Yeah, they figure if you don't get it at home, you won't get it, and that's not the attitude. Folks, we promised you some black facts inside this Black History Month, and we have them for you. Fact, in 1897, African-American inventor Alfred Correll patented the first ice cream scoop. Bet you didn't know that. His original design remains in wide use even today. When you scoop that ice cream, that round ball in the bowl piece, that is something that I'm not sure we'd be able to really enjoy ice cream without the ice cream scoop, my friends. That's a black fact for you inside Money Monday. Another black fact for you inside Money Monday. African American mechanical engineer David Castrowaite Jr. Created the heating system. Who do not appreciate and respect the heating system? Me, not so much in Florida, but most people respect the heating system. He did it first for the Rockefeller Center in New York's Radio City Music Hall. That was the first place to actually have a heating system. Actually, the new modern heating system, anyway, understand, they used to do heat with coal. We're not talking about the coal system. African Americans have made a difference in society, whether you know it or not. That's your black fat inside Money Monday. We're going to keep them coming. So you got any facts for us? Anything you found out? Did one of your cousins or uncles invent something and you didn't know it, just found out?
I wish. I can't say anyone in my family had any contribution to any major inventions. I'm sorry.
Hey, this is Coy Fame out of NYC. We'll be right back. It's Money Monday. TM Hot Radio Live.
Ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me, them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be, you staring at the future, ESP, the space star's deep, so the tag gonna be high, bottles on deck, make your baby say ah, standing on your couches, screaming we up in this, go for the night, it's, I ain't trying to remember, stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen, from the look I estimate, I'll prove you're definite, mileage make the best of it, bring your friend too, and y'all can share this deep, cause that's what friends do, alcohol sparkles all the time, you ain't shining in the club, cause your table next to mine, and it's the type of attitude that get them all the time, cause they all love a young, getting this shine,
yeah.
I can make you,
I can make you fall in love with me.
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring that, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more. Supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Nigga, this head tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass nigga always gotta make it something? And this shit be over nothing. Swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption. Reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20. Give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucking eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of mad. Man, just give up your V-mail. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You ain't
yeah,
act how she feel.
Paris Tune, this joint is called The Gift.
Breathing in one another's existence.
feel brand new again. Can't begin to express how much this love is taking me.
Harmon Radio Live. That joint right there, smooth, laid back. It's called The Gift, Paris Tune, TM Harmon Radio Live. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Just got a text. It said, I'll be calling in momentarily. Walking to Trick. Now, that has to be one of those iPhone blunders. You know, where the word just populates a word for you. Now, why is Trick even in her phone? But Domare Willingham will be joining us here momentarily. She's walking to Trick. And I'm
I didn't know she had an evening job. Not that one, at least.
Hey,
I mean,
hey.
I guess we don't know everybody's secret.
Hey. If you've just tuned into the show, hey, you got to go back and check out the podcast. Tonight's guest was Twin Spirits, a Lewis, lyricist, songwriter, and producer. Go back and check it out. She got a new project. It's called My Beautiful Ugly, which is somewhat like an oxymoron, right? But, you know, log on to the website and check her out. Again, My Beautiful Ugly, you can download that from iTunes, Amazon.com, as well as CD Baby. Walking to Trick, I really didn't know, you know, that it was hard times in Chesapeake, VA.
No, but, no, you know what it is, Ted. You know, on the iPhone, it's like a real keyboard. So the I is next to the U. So Didi has a truck, so she's walking to the truck.
Yeah,
she's tricking her way to the truck. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. She sent the correction and laughing out loud, Truck. Too funny. Had to put that in the atmosphere. Tonight's topic, although, you know, we're crazy, it's pretty serious. We're talking about literacy. Are we in danger? I think we got an opportunity. We got an opportunity to really buckle down on our young people and really buckle down ourselves, you know. Write a letter every now and then, you know. Do a fast. Don't always fast on hamburgers and, you know, fast on, you know, food. Hey, fast away from, you know, email and laptop and cell phones. And for me, it would be easy to give up chicken or to give up, you know, something food-wise. It's very difficult for me to give up an electronic device. You know, so let's start to exercise our brains, exercise our fingers. I'm going to tell you something. Actually, I went to try to write something not too long ago, and it almost was like my hand was dysfunctional because I don't exercise it enough. I don't write with it. So guess what? If you don't use it, you will lose it. Put a pen or a pencil between your fingers every now and then, my friends. Let's not be so dependent upon email and text. And I know I'm preaching to the choir.
No, you're not. I do write. No, I do write from time to time, parents. I don't have any problems with muscle issues in my writing hand. I'm okay with that. I do write.
Yeah, I mean, no, really. I mean, and I like to think I write as well, but I don't write enough, clearly. Because my hand started to hurt too fast. I was like, okay, not enough exercise.
Yeah, I'm sure none of us do the way we're supposed to write or read. I mean, I know that I've gotten into the habit of trying to read some every day. But, you know, that's something that also starts when you're younger. You have to develop a love for reading. And if it's not instilled at a young age, when you get older, you're not going to want to read just like you didn't want to read when you were younger. So that's definitely something that starts at a young age at home.
Yeah, definitely. Inside this Black History Month, I also just want to big up the Winans family who really put it down over the weekend for the late, great Ms. Whitney Houston. Clearly there were close relations there, but they really represented, I think, you know, with a lot of dignity and a bunch of class. So big up to the Winans family and, you know, love and prayers out to Sissy and the family as well. Unbelievable still, even just, to accept reality.
Did you actually get to see the service?
I did.
That was broadcast on CNN? Okay, I didn't get a chance to see it because I wasn't home, was out of town and running. But, yeah, I didn't get to see it. I heard it was a beautiful service. But I think the best thing that came from that service is that someone who normally would not receive any word of God or attend a church or what have you, because they decided to watch CNN and watch that funeral, they received some type of message. So I think that's like the best thing that came out of that whole situation.
It is hands down the best thing. Hands down, I totally agree. She was able to bring the world to church with her, you know, to her church at the end of the day, which was a remarkable thing. Even if you were an atheist and you liked her, you had to listen to what the preacher had to say. All the way live, she has walked to Trick, and she's here with us tonight. Give it up.
Yay.
For Do Mayor Willingham, live out of Chesapeake tonight.
How much did you make?
Y'all are so crazy. Hey, all right. How is everybody doing? Hey, Pineapple.
What's going on? You made it to the truck.
I made it to the trick. I'm saying that autocorrect on the damn iPhone. If I can't say it, it'd be just correcting my. I meant truck. I don't know why I said trick.
Hey, that's Folks, it is 10:43 out here on the East Coast, 7:43 on the West Coast. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, thanks for rocking. We that's not a cliche statement. We really appreciate y'all for listening. We will be back to continue this conversation. Money Monday, literacy, or, you know, more so like illiteracy, is probably what we should be talking about. Literacy, are we in danger? We'll talk about it more.
Gregory, if only you. And tonight we're talking about literacy and are we in danger? I do believe I do believe we are in danger. If we don't stand tall or stand firm on the principle the youth is our future, we will definitely be in danger. There are still adults and children coming up in this world that do not know how to read. Thank God to all the programs that are being offered via church, via schools, that are trying to help our adults and people who don't have the skill set to help them in that area. And I think that is an awesome thing. I know I get letters from my daughter's school all the time encouraging parents to, you know, take classes. If they don't, I know I hear it on church announcements all the time. But I honestly, I still do think that we are in danger because, to me, in 2012, yeah, I guess in my mind, literacy shouldn't be a problem. However, I guess nothing new is under the sun, and if we continue to keep repeating the cycle, then nothing is going to get better. But definitely, I feel we are in danger of not being more literate and not praying it and paying it forward to teach others. It starts at home, not so much as at school or other educational avenues, but it definitely starts at home.
Yes, I totally agree. And for those who may not go to, to a church, I also hear it. I know that my church have offered literacy programs. I actually know somebody who actually is learning to read, who's in a program. And I can tell you something. I know it takes a lot of courage. I think that's the word I was reaching for. It takes a lot of courage to actually, you know, admit that you can't read. And specifically, you know, if you are, you know, out of school and you've been out of school for years, it's probably difficult for people in school to admit that they can't read. You know, an 18, a 19, a 20-year-old, it's difficult. But I'll say this, it's never too late to learn. In life, it's never too late to do anything. You first have to come to grips with it for yourself. If you can't comprehend, if you can't understand something, and I'll say this, even adults, I know adults that will sit in the midst of a conversation and they will totally miss the entire conversation because they couldn't keep up with the words that people are using around the table. So they leave the meeting not even understanding what was just discussed. I say this to you. Never leave anywhere without asking questions. If you don't understand, ask questions. It's your responsibility. Forget about being embarrassed. You know, I mean, get what you need and look at it that way. I'm going to get what I need. What you need to be successful is the ability to read. You must be able to read in order to be successful. In 2012, anybody that is illiterate or anyone who cannot read, you are totally behind the eight ball, but guess what? It's never too late to learn. There is help out there for you. If you know someone who's struggling with reading, don't joke them. Don't make them feel bad. Establish a relationship and try to get them some help. We're going to have a few contact numbers that you can reach out to for literacy or if you know someone who's struggling with literacy tonight. We're not going to talk about it and not give some helpful information to help to turn the tide on what I think is a disease because it's becoming more and more rampant. My last mile. We'll be right back.
Journey.
Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it, standing in the station. Way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make raccoons while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do. Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We all just dream up in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do. Thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, 10:55 here on the East Coast. Just a few minutes left in the show, winding down for the evening. We've been discussing literacy amongst our youth nowadays and how they don't seem to be too bright. We also had a special guest on the line, Twin Spirits. She was she was a very good artist. I like her sound. She didn't have just one particular sound. Had a mixture of sounds, so you definitely have to check the podcast if you're just tuning in and check her out.
No doubt. Again, big up to Miss Twin Spirits. Hey, why don't you log on to literacycenter.net to get all of your basic information, any type of resource you're looking for, from starting as small as pre-K, going up to high school, good educational information. It's the Literacy Center Education Network, www.literacycenter.net. Good resource. You can log on to any local government websites. What does the acronym, I've just totally lost my thought on what HUD stands for. The Urban Housing, what is that? Housing, Urban Development, HUD. I think that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, that's what it is, just came back to me. HUD is also a good resource for literacy campaigns in your local communities. Just log on to the internet, you know, Google, Yahoo, you know, just type in literacy programs, comma, and then put in your city, and it will absolutely help you. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Again, take the attitude, I'm going to get what I need, and what I need is to be able to read and write and comprehend what people are saying in order to be successful. Folks, we are out of here tonight. I'm going to say believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity. Angels, take us home. Good night, everybody.
Be a blessing. Okay, and be blessed. I don't know what that other angel is in the sky, but she would say be blessed.
Good night, everybody. Junior Mafia.
Best to believe I can give you what you want and all that you need. Mackin' all the ladies, from the fly to the shady. Marquise Diamond, 600 Mercedes. I fly you across the seas in a private jet. Whisper shit in your ear to get your panties wet. Honey, I show you how good life can get. Whining and dining nonchalant in the finest restaurants. Feed you lobster, cause I'm a true mobster. Lame niggas bore you, lay you down in the Waldorf Astoria. Victoria's Secret, lingerie, I like the freak shit. Dim the lights, sex all through the night. King size bed, set, she's getting right. When you out, leave my number by the horn. When you wake up in the morn, I'm gone.
Live, CM, CM, Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. CM, CM, Hyman Live, CM, CM.